Sampling is all about, isn't it? Next question. In the recent past, I've realized that there's a huge popularity for K-pop or the K-culture or the Korean culture. But just a quick experience, what I have experienced, and everything is not glossy, to be very frank. I was in Seoul a couple of years back, and the city is a beautiful city, not too crowded, especially coming from India. You know, every place outside India is not too crowded. But people, I realize, and this is, I'm going to be absolutely blunt here, people are extremely, extremely artificial, whether there's, you know, they call it as the cosmetic capital of the world. Everybody is so artificial. Everybody is so plastic. Everybody is so cosmetic. And there were a couple of bars, and I personally didn't experience it, but I realized, I saw the boards, and in big broad letters right outside the pubs, they have written that Pakistanis and Indians are not allowed inside the pub. It was very demoralizing. Not that we were not allowed, but we were compared with Pakistanis. But nevertheless, these things, you know, I wish, you know, things were the other way around also. But there's a huge amount of respect and appreciation we Indians give the Korean, whether it is their automobile industry, whether it is their K-pop culture, whether it is their music bands. My niece, you know, she's a huge fan of BTS. And I promise that next year I'm going to take her to Seoul and to meet. They have this small concert there. So I'll go and take her out there. They are fascinated with their clothing style and their cosmetics, and everything is so perfect and so beautiful. But that's just the life what these people have been living, because in real life, the life is very difficult out there. Not much employment. Everybody thinks, everybody has this social life.